All right, welcome to those on Facebook and on the web that are joining in. We'll be starting in just a minute or so here. Soon and very soon. Ooh, we haven't done that song in a while, have we? Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. What's the next one? No more dying there. We are going to see the King. Do, 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 no more dying there. Do, 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 we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. Okay, that was an... She found it. You actually found it.
Every style you can ever want. No words, no notes, no good.
That's okay. We have a very forgiving crowd here. Who's rolling in so far? Seeing Christine and Linda and Janice and Karen, welcome. Linda's saying good evening. Yes, blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Karen. All right. I should keep it down for us.
I just figured out the key you were doing.
She changed it. And ever soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there.
No more dying there.
We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. I think we'll get started in real music now. I wish I had my banjo now. So, gee, should we play the music we have in front of us, or should we just bounce around like we are? It's more, we're just having a ball. All right, well, welcome, everyone. It is... Bruce, what's today?
Thursday.
It is Thursday. Thanks for spinning the mic toward under Brandon.
Yes, probably did.
Once again. Once again, magically, it's hit Thursday. If you can believe that. Why don't you sing along with us today? It is... Technically, we're 2 minutes ahead of time, but that's okay. People will catch on. Bless us.
I know if you wanted to, you could wave your hand. Spare me this heartache and change your plan. Take my pain away. Believe in
We'd gone through like three different variations on the ending, and we didn't end up doing the one we thought we were going to do with that.
We found a fourth one.
However, the one we did was a better one, actually. It worked out nicely, so thank you. Thank you, Melody. Thank you, Melody.
You know you love this song.
All right, so we...
I like it so much, I'm having you
so
sing.
So Todd's here on a Thursday.
Thursday.
These guys, oh, you gotta love them, right? You gotta love them because that's all. Because otherwise, you'd anyway. So yeah, we gotta love them.
We know the alternative, and we're in church. It's a Thursday. I can say
who started this one? I forgot. Here,
I got you.
Thank you.
Whatever you want.
No one told me the right way, the right way to go about this, so I figure it out for myself. 'Cause how much is too much to give you? Well, I may never know, so I'll just give on to this, nothing else. Now give, till there's nothing else. Give my life, till it all runs out. Give, and I have no regrets. Give until there's nothing left. I'll give. No one told me how bad I need you, but I somehow arrived at conclusion all by myself. And I want all you have to offer, so I'll offer myself, and I'll just give unto this, nothing else. Now give, until there's nothing else. Give my life, till it all runs out. No regrets. Give until there's nothing left out. Give, till there's nothing else. Give my life, till it all runs out. Give, and I have no regrets. Give until there's nothing left. 'Cause sometimes it seems like all I ever do is ask for things, until I ask too much of you. But that's not the way that I want to live. I need to change, and something's got to give. Yeah, something's got to give, till there's nothing else. Give my life, till it all runs out. Give, and I have no regrets. Give until there's nothing left out. Give, till there's nothing else. Give my life, till it all runs out. Give, and I have no regrets. Give until there's nothing left. I'll give.
Nice.
Nice. Thank you, Todd. All right, let's see what else has rolled in through here. I'm seeing Janice and Marianne. Sounding great. Thank you, Marianne. You're very kind. Matthew McPeak joined.
Hey!
Wonder if he and Carolyn are hanging out together. Rich Basor is hanging out, too. Welcome, Rich. Good to see you, Rich, hanging on here, too. So, another interesting week in Lake Wobegon.
That's almost as bad as banjo right there.
That's almost as good, isn't it? That was good. All right, so we got one from Righteous Pop Music. So I didn't put Christian lyrics to this one, but it's still a fun song anyway.
Could you re-lyric Dueling Banjos?
Absolutely.
Just checking.
I don't remember any lyrics.
There aren't any. Means you're free game.
That's right. Instrumentals are always freebies, right? Hey, you guys think what's doing? How about 1, 2, 3, 4?
Crown, crown, get a crown, I get a crown, yeah. Get a crown, 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 I get a crown, I get a crown.
Crown, crown, I get a crown.
When the king comes around.
Crown, crown, I get a crown.
When the trumpet sounds.
Crown, 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 I get a crown.
My heart will burn.
Crown, 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 I get a crown.
I'm learning more about heaven and it sounds real great. So when Jesus calls me home, I will not hesitate. Jesus and me get closer every day. Yeah, I get rewarded if I do not stray. I get a crown.
Get a crown,
yeah.
Get a crown, crown, crown. I get a crown,
I get a crown.
Tight ending, very nice. Hey, I liked how you're sprinkling the stuff there on the piano and over on guitar too. Thank you for filling in the gaps there. Nice. That's right. Fun stuff. Fun stuff. Who else has rolled in? Tim Eglin, Tom Heffler's joined. Karen's joined. Welcome. Glad you can hang out here with us tonight. So it's Thursday nights or practice nights?
Two nights.
That's right. Thursday nights are practice nights for stuff we're going to do on Sunday. Sunday will be online communion. So for those of y'all here, make sure you bring a cup and bread. I've got juice, so your final
digital
juice.
Bread okay. Really isn't doing it.
Digital bread wasn't cutting it for you. So, Melody, you want to do us our... Well, where?
On this?
No, not...
There's no cap. No.
Holy Spirit. Call to worship. Call to worship.
I'm like, something's off here.
Suddenly we're going from...
My ear is in a different key.
There's nothing worth it. I could ever come close. Nothing can compare to our living hope. Your presence, Lord.
I tasted and seen the sweetest of them. When my heart becomes free, and the shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Where to grow, you tell the trees where they are to be planted, and you've created every boundary, every construction, everything that we have on this earth. All of these natural things are from you, God, and you've designed it to be that way because that's how you are, and you knew what this world needed to be a perfect gift to us. God, you're just so mighty and so phenomenal, and we are one of those gifts. We are one of those creations. How beautiful is that? How beautiful that among the trees and the grass and the flowers that you said, hey, the world needs one of those too. God, we are so blessed to be your children. And even though we may get confused or scared or not understand or not see the whole picture sometimes, God, I thank you that you are always there and you are always speaking life over us, speaking light and life. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you into this space in this moment. Speak to us. Amen.
Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Wonderful prayer, but that's a lot of bar chords. Wow. My pinky is numb.
Melody's falling in with the
Holy
Spirit.
Holy Spirit was leading me
okay,
on that.
Okay, so for our next, who else is rolled in here? Chris George has joined. How nice. How awesome, man. Thanks. Good y'all could be here. So I know Karen prefers not, but how many of you want to sing the opening?
No.
Skip.
Karen kind of leads it, so Karen yeah. doesn't want to do it.
Karen leads it. We gotta stick with
click,
our hands.
Click past it, Melody. God of grace and God of glory. Okay, I did it. Yep. We will do it on Sunday. We most definitely do it on Sunday.
Yes.
Jeez. T-Dog has a very long scripture reading.
Who's that?
Tyler.
And Chris Trumbull is joined, but notice that Chris, not Noah. So we'll wait. If we see Noah, then we know
what
to do. That's right, that's right. Hold him back. All for you guys.
Jesus, friend of sinners, we have strayed so far away. We cut down people in your name, but the sword was never ours to swim. Jesus, friend of sinners, the truth's become so hard to see. The world is on their way to you, but they're tripping over me. Always looking around, never looking up, so double-minded. like I'd say, with dirty hair and a heart divided. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointed fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours.
Just have a way, and the stones fall from their hands. Help us to remember we are all the least of these. Let the memory of your mercy bring your people to their knees.
Nobody knows what we're for, only what we're against when we judge the wounded. If we put down our signs, crossed over the lines, look like you did. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointed fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. You love every lost cause, you reach for the outcast, for the leper and the lame, every reason that you came. Lord, I was a lost cause, and I was the outcast, but you died. For sinners just like me, a grateful leper at your feet. You are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. You are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. You are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. You are good, you are good, and your love endures forever. Friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointed fingers. Let our hearts be led by mercy. Help us reach with open hearts and open doors. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, break our hearts for what breaks yours. Died for sinners just like me, a grateful leper at your feet.
Awesome, thank you.
Oh. Hey.
Chip's on here asking prayers. Chip. I'm writing that one down here, brother. So from Chip, his daughter Maggie.
Prayers coming your way there, Chip, buddy.
So shorter, thank you, Lord, that shorter is made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. Also got one here for baby Rylan. Maybe, let's see, how old is baby? Born premature, now a month, I think. She's a month anyway. She has inflamed blood vessels. She's at Children's Hospital, so she's a preemie. And I think what they get to go home when they're 4 pounds, I think, is what they told them initially. But apparently she's got inflamed blood vessels now. So, Lord, we thank you that her entire body has made it whole. His blood vessels just mellow out. Everything becomes whole in the name of Jesus Christ. See, Wanda's joined us. Carol has joined us. Two Carols have joined us. All right. Carols. You got to like two Carols. If one's not good, double the goods, huh? All right, Brandon, what I think I decided, I'll do verse one on this one, and then you do two on from on there.
Sure.
Is that what I decided?
Sure.
Well, if we didn't, that's what I decided.
I guess that's what I get for pawning a song off earlier. Melody pawns a verse off on us.
Anybody feel like they're born again? Well, today I found myself after searching all these years. And the man that I saw, he wasn't at all who I thought he'd be. Well, I was lost when you found me here, and I was broken beyond repair. And you came along, and you sang a song over me. It feels like I'm born again. Feels like I'm living for the very first time. For the very first time.
Make a promise to me now, to reassure my heart somehow, that the love that I feel is so much more real than anything. I feel it in my soul, and I pray that I'm not wrong, that the life I have now, it is only the beginning. It feels like I'm born again. Feels like I'm living for the very first time. For the very first time. Feels like I'm breathing. Something that was more than what I had yesterday. Then you came to me, and you gave to me life and love that I've never known, that I've never felt before.
Feels like I'm born again.
Feels like I'm born again.
Feels like I'm living.
Like that song. So we are going to have online communion on Sunday, which is a great and what, you know, I am looking at.
Don't you think digital wine juice would be bad for all the circuits and stuff in there?
Thumbs or hearts or whatever, but they Your heart froze?
See, what? What is that? What is that I'm seeing on the screen?
That was like a personal problem.
It works pretty good in here. I don't know how that happened.
I wonder if I clicked something. I didn't realize I clicked. Because I'm noticing, yeah, they do kind of snowflake. I don't know. Those aren't really snowflakes, are they? Those are... Well, anyway, they're on the chair.
That would explain the heart freezing.
They're on the chair. So okay. Anyway, but for those who can join us on Sunday, we are going to do online communion. So, which means get your juice and bread or whatever you like to use ready on Sunday. But the song we're going to be singing communion is this here song by that there guy.
Hey, I was not paying attention.
do you remember how it goes?
Yes, yeah.
Excellent, excellent. Hold on a second. Kelsey. Hey, Kelsey. We haven't seen Kelsey in a while.
Kelsey,
hey. Prayers for? As she writes, prayers as she writes. The usual. Okay, still hey, she's arm wrestling with lime and some other garbage. So absolutely.
Noah.
Uh-oh. Noah joined. So,
did he really? Hey, buddy, how you doing?
That's not a bad thing, Noah.
It's not a bad thing at all. We love you now.
We'll figure out song stuff. So we'll probably, Noah, he'll stick around. So Noah, you stick around. We'll definitely be doing your song for you there. Actually, you know, I'm wondering if he'd like, I don't have it on here, but I should add another one on here. I should add I'm a Believer on here.
Hey,
because
Noah.
Because that's kind of from the same movie.
What other song do you really like?
Oh, he likes lots of songs. You need to be friends with him on Facebook because he posts all kinds of great music. You know, he says, listen to this, listen to this. And as a matter of fact, I've picked up some
You know what
I'm
hearing here, folks?
With that.
Start sending in requests.
To Noah. To Noah, and Noah will send them to us. Noah will filter them.
And since we are in the digital church era right now, normally we ask that all requests be written out on the back of a $50 bill and passed forward. But now we do accept PayPal, Visa, mail in checks.
Chip just said, I just noticed the full lineup tonight sounds good, and the drum mix very good, too.
Yeah. Actually, we're missing, technically, Chip, we're missing Bill. So, but you're
one
pretty
off,
much
yeah,
with,
we're one away.
Pretty much with it. But I tell you what. So I want to be specific here as we get into At the Cross. As specific for Kelsey here for this Lyme disease and all the garbage that's been messing with her. So Kelsey, just lay your hand on your body somewhere and just say, Lord, I thank you that I am healed. The word of God says, I am healed, I am forgiven, I am worthy to receive. So Lord, we thank you as Lyme disease is crushed and just evicted and arrested and evicted. We got to do that song again too. Death was arrested. Lord, I thank you that Lyme disease is gone. Lord, I thank you that Maggie's shoulder is made whole. I thank you, Lord, for baby Rylan is made fully whole. And Lord, there's so many others that are affected by the COVID and all the junk. And I just thank you, Daddy, that these things are made whole in the name of Jesus. So let us focus on the cross. On the cross as his love ran red.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood and comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you, I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you, I owe all to you, Jesus. There's a place where sin and shame are powerless, where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness. for all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you, I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you, I owe all to you. I'm in awe of you, where your love ran red and my sin washed white. I owe all to you, 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 Jesus.
Nice. Beautiful. Beautiful. Who else is rolled in here? I'm seeing Mike Ratliff. Mike Ratliff is walking. We need Mike in here to help rock the house, too. We got some special songs for Mike. Marianne Kelly says, Julie's having surgery in the morning to clear out an infection and repair wounds. I said, Lord, we just thank you that this surgery is 100% successful. Everything's awesome and amazing, Lord. Thank you for full healing. This infection, you must go. Thank you, Lord, that doctors get in there and say, hey, this is nothing. What's she even in here for? So, Lord, thank you for her healing. In the glorious name of Jesus.
Are we doing the closing?
That one she can do.
Oh, okay.
You can do the other one, too. No, let's do it. Oh, does she hand the clicker off to you? Or oh, thank you. I was wondering if she
left
that.
Not that I'm coordinated enough to sing, read, and click at the same time, but I'm trying.
I bet Karen's trying to play
if
an intro on this, and I keep
talking. If they ever toss me the clicker, I'm giving up. I'm already working all the limbs.
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above, before our Father's throne we pour our heart in prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims, our want, our comforts and our cares. We share each other's woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear. When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again. We should do like an upbeat version of that, shouldn't we?
Well, I found something I know I can't do. I can't waltz and play guitar. How about a trip in the middle of that song?
Share a little message with you, and then we've got some extra music we'll end up doing for you. So hang loose here while I switch over microphones.
Things you have to look forward to. Let the Love of Jesus, a cover of Midnight Specials. Our Midnight Special, wow. Green's Clearwater Revival's Midnight Special. Can't talk. You Don't Mess Around with Sin, formerly known as You Don't Mess Around with Jim, by the late, great Jim Croce. Gimme Three Times, a parody on Gimme Three Steps, Leonard Skinner. And Free Ride is not on here. Not at all. Still ain't there. start working on it.
Okay, here we go. These guys are a blast, aren't they? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. You guys are awesome. Awesome and amazing. Okay, so I'm doing some interesting stuff with the internet right now. I'm actually using my phone for the internet on here because our internet feed is being replaced next week. So I'll have to do this on Sunday too, but that's okay. That's okay. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do when you got to do it. So we're doing it. And so to that end, I want to bring that up on here to see if I can see who's on first and what's on second, and we can see some comments strolling through. There we go. Wonderful. I can actually see. Can't you see? More songs. More so. Hopefully that'll scroll. Somebody ought to send me a fresh comment here to see if this rolls through. Nice thing, it looks like I can see it. No free ride, yeah. Yeah, nothing. Yeah, your comment made it. It made it. And actually, that's the next thing I got to check is... Yeah, it's a little touch warm, isn't it? Or is it? Let's turn this down just a little bit here. Next thing, we'll do it over here. So... Bruce, we know what day it is. We've ascertained that. Thank you. And that's always an exciting, very exciting thing to have figured out. It's always good to know what day it really is. Here we go. I hope that. Well, the good news is that at least the state of Ohio is slowly starting to reopen, as the term is. So that's good. Georgia went wide open. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? State of Georgia. 100%. So they'll be the ones. We'll be the ones to watch. They'll be the ones to watch. We shall see. It's going to be Bible opening up today. So Lord, where do you want to take me here? I've got different Psalms. Where am I going? Psalm 72. So Psalm 72. This was from Solomon, and it says, "Endow the king with your justice, O God, your royal son with your righteousness. He will judge your people in righteousness, and your afflicted ones with justice." I just love this. Endow the king. So remember Solomon. Remember God was very pleased with Solomon. Solomon was doing really cool stuff. And you may recall also that God spoke to Solomon and said, "Hey, what do you want?" You know, and he didn't ask for the worldly stuff. And he asked for wisdom, right? Exactly. He asked for wisdom. How good is that? And so God said, "Wow. Because you asked for wisdom, you're also going to get all the other stuff you didn't ask for." So he was famous. He was wealthy. You remember the Queen of Sheba came over, he was just really impressing a lot of folks, right? So the beginning of Psalm 72, endow the king with your justice, O God. Okay, he's already been endowed, right? Endow him, and he will judge your people in righteousness, and your afflicted ones with justice. I just love that. Justice. Don't we all just have a burning need, right? The burning need for justice. He said, "The mountains will bring prosperity to the people, the hills the fruits of righteousness, and he will defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy, and he will crush the oppressor." That's like a reread here. Psalm 72, verse 4. God, he will defend the afflicted among the people and save the children of the needy, and he will crush the oppressor. What's the at least the most popular oppressor right now? You know, this COVID garbage, right? That's the most popular with it. But God endure. And then he will endure as long as a sun, as long as a moon, through all generations. He will be like a rain falling on a mown field. Imagine that one now. He'll be like a rain. We just had our grass cut tonight. He'll be like a, is it raining? Stop. Shoot. That was poetic justice, right? It'll be a rain falling on the moon field, like showers watering the earth. In his days, the righteous will flourish. Prosperity will abound till the moon is no more. He will rule from sea to sea and from river to the ends of the earth. The desert tribes will bow before him, and his enemies will lick the dust. And the kings of Tarshish and distant shores will bring tribute to him, and the kings of Sheba and Seba will present him with gifts, and all kings will bow down to him, and all nations will serve him." All kings, not some, right? All will bow down, and all will serve God. "For he will deliver the needy who cry out." So God's hearing your prayers, folks. He hears them. James 5:16 tells us that. "The effective, fervent prayers of the righteous bring much." God hears them. "For he will deliver the needy who cry out, the afflicted who have no one to help. He will take pity on the weak and the needy, and save the needy from death. He will rescue them from oppression and violence, for precious is their blood in his sight." Wow, precious is their blood. Now remember, this is written in an era where a lot of blood would be shed in fighting and wars and the like too, but still, precious is their blood. "Long may he live, may gold from Sheba be given to him, and may people ever pray for him and bless them all the day long. Let grain abound throughout the land, and the tops of the hills may it sway. Let its fruit flourish like Lebanon. Let it thrive like grass of the field. May his name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun. All nations will be blessed through him, and they will call him blessed.
Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. That particular psalm, and so this concludes the prayers of David, son of Jesse. So how good is this? How good is this stuff? So how do you think God's going to compliment that? Let's find out. Ooh, haven't been in this book in a long time. In Nahum, chapter 3. Woe to Nineveh! Okay, we are in woe. Woe to the city of blood, full of lies, full of plunder, never without victims. The crack of the whips, the clatter of the wheels, galloping horses and jolting chariots, charging cavalry, flashing swords and glittering spears, many casualties, piles of dead, bodies without number, people stumbling over the corpses, all because of the wanton lust of a harlot, alluring the mistress of sorceries, who enslaved nations by her prostitution and people by her witchcraft. I am against you, declares the Lord Almighty. I will lift your skirts over your face. Don't you love how they say this? I will lift your skirts over your face. Now, what is, you know, in our line, you're thinking, huh? Well, you know, remembering, I mean, that was a real shame thing, okay, to have your bottoms exposed, right? Maybe not so much today, but it definitely was then. He said, I will show the nations your nakedness and your kingdoms your shame. He said, I will pelt you with filth and I will treat you with contempt. I got to stop right there. I will pelt you with filth. Okay. In Sweden, I read a news article today in Sweden. And just to pelt you with filth just got my attention. In Sweden, apparently tomorrow or sometime this weekend, there is some big annual festival where people all come, like 30,000 people come to this park. So, of course, with all the COVID stuff, you know, they don't want people coming to the park. So what they're doing is throughout the entire park, they are spreading chicken manure. They're spreading chicken manure so people won't come to the park and sit down on the grass and that, because it'll just be bleh. It's interesting that it's chickens, right? Because I think cows would be a little bit, but chicken manure. Like. So that's where I got the, I will pelt you with filth. I will treat you with contempt and make you a spectacle. And all who see you will flee from you and say, Nineveh is in ruins. Who will mourn for her? Where can I find anyone to comfort you? And actually, I'm kind of stopping right there on that one. That's just where the Holy Spirit's leading me on with it. But wow, I mean, check this out. You know, God is saying, look, you know, you got all this garbage going on, but God's still in control. God's got all this figured out. And here we are. Here we are with all this. Let me see if I missed any other things that might have rolled in here. Terry Armstrong says hello to all. So, well, and she also says it's cutting in and out, so I guess I'll find out when I listen again. Oh, wait. Okay. Everybody, you can wave. Everybody waves. Okay, Terry, that was for you. Good deal. Good deal. Oh, that was fun. That was fun. So, Lord, I thank you by your grace and mercy. Lord, I thank you that you are our peace. You are our joy. You are a God of wonders, a God of majesty, and I thank you, Lord, that all these things that are tormenting our loved ones and tormenting those that might be watching right now, Lord, I thank you that those things are bound and they're cast off. For we, as we just read in Psalm 72 and in Nahum 3, Lord, that you are there. You are the God of mercies. You are the God that brings us peace and brings us your joy. So, Lord, I just thank you for a good weekend for people, the comfort and joy that as things are opening back up, that we don't see this second wave that people are talking about. You know, we come against these things. We thank you, Lord, that you stand, everyone stands amazed in your joy. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. So we've got some extra music, what we call our extras, fun stuff. So we're glad you can hang out here with us. Just remember, your healing, it belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. So we're glad you can hang out here with us and hope you can stick around a little longer with us. And like I said, we'll share some music and... Oh, yes, please. Actually, no. No, there's no clicking in our post stuff. So you can go one more. Perfect. That works, too. That's fine.
I clean this with hands.
Thank you. Cool. All right. Well, like I said, we don't have... Okay, so for extra songs, we don't have lyrics for you on it. But we know you have ears, and we know you're going to love it. So let me turn this one off.
Uh-oh. Trainer Mercy. What?
The top. Well, it's not the first one, but I'm just drawing a blank on the little red. That's not even the song we're doing.
I know. It's just the next one.
Pre-practicing.
I was thinking about that the entire time.
I don't remember it.
I guess I'm singing this one.
Are you?
Oops.
I was going to say, I can hit the high note at the beginning there that Todd does.
Or actually, but actually, for some reason, I thought you sung this one.
I don't know why it says.
Todd normally sings this one. I probably did that because Todd wasn't around. You take
it. Brandon.
Rita,
you do verse 3, I think, yeah.
I do third verse.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, we do have it. Correct. Nice. Yeah. Reliving.
Well, wait a second.
Okay, so those of you might remember Creedence Clearwater Revival. They had a number of songs that we like to play, but this particular one is based off of Midnight Special, and these are Christian lyrics. I found this on the web somewhere. I mean, I don't know who to give credit to the Christian lyrics on, but we like it. And we like the music. We know you're going to like it, the words, because it's an awesome message. Ready, Brandon? Yeah, nice.
Well, when you woke up this morning, did you kneel down to pray? Saying thank you, Lord Jesus, for waking me today. When you left your room this morning, did you ever think to say, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me today. Let the love of Jesus shine His light on me. So let the love of Jesus shine His light on me. Oh, now let the love of Jesus shine His light on me. So let the love of Jesus shine His everlasting light on me. When you go to bed this evening, get on your knees and start to pray, saying thank you, God, for Jesus, for showing us the way.
You better not gamble, and you better not fight, or the darkness will grab you, and it'll bring you down. The next thing you know, boy, oh, you're Christian bound.
My sweet.
Oh, now let that love of Jesus shine its light on. Love of Jesus shine His light on me. Now let the love of Jesus
Awesome. That means you're getting into it.
Like it was a beaver one.
You and I get tempted. It happens to everyone. It don't matter how righteous you are, it even happened to God's own son. Well, the devil just wants to drag us down, and there's nothing that he won't try. He needs to call on the Lord in the time of temptation, cause the devil is the father of lies, and that's why. And they say you don't give temptation a look. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And you don't mess around with sin. But do
Well, Satan was once called Lucifer, and that name means brighter of light. But he led a rebellion against his God, and he was banished from God's sight. So if you wonder why we serve the Lord, and it seems like you're under attack, it's because you're still at war with God's church, and he wants to knock you flat. And everybody knows that.
And they say you don't give temptation a look. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin. Well, the book says the wages of sin is death, and that's a really heavy cost. But the good news is that the battle is over, and the devil's already lost. You see, Jesus defeated sin and death when he died and he rose again. So let's claim the victory through Christ our Savior and put our trust in him, and we'll win. And they say you don't give temptation a look. You don't skip devotions again. You don't quench the prompting of the Holy Spirit, and you don't mess around with sin. Cause they say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with sin. Nice. And for those who are wondering, that also came from Righteous Pop Music on those lyrics. That was cool.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I, gosh, remember how to do this. Wait a second. I got, wait. Oh, yeah. All right. Now, this is one. This is one that I did put Christian lyrics to. Give Me Three Steps. And this is based off of Give Me Three Times. You remember Peter denied Jesus three times, and Jesus allowed him.
That's right.
You got to do three with a pick. Can you do three with a pick? You can do three with a pick. But he denied Jesus three times, and then when he came back on the shore, he gave Peter that opportunity for three times. This is based on John chapter 21, verses 11 through 22. So God's forgiveness is real, and it's on to a fun tune.
Head fell, oh, I could feel
Okay, Noah, are you still watching? We're going to assume he's still watching. We'll do that as our last song. How's that sound? Sure. It's going to be toward the end here. Whenever Noah's watching, we always like to do Happy Together. I think I'm going to add. So Noah, you need to tell me if you like I'm a Believer, because we had a lot of fun with that song. But I think I'll tag that toward the end with this one too. We'll have them both hanging there, so we can give them that one. So, oh, and Noah says yes. Oh, I guess he's still, wait a minute, he said yes, probably still here. I guess I need to just say Dave Edwards, rock on, okay. So, who knows, we might have to do another song after Happy Together. Let's do Happy Together. Brandon's got, oh no, you're, I know what song Brandon wants to do. And we'll probably do it, because he likes it. And we got Dave Edwards listening. Always for you, Noah. We should mess with the lyrics, shouldn't we? Instead of me and you, it should say you and me. We should do different things with the lyrics.
Imagine you and me. I think about you night and day. It's only right
nice to
think about the God I love. And hold him tight, so happy together. If I should call you up, the best of time, and say that you belong to me, that he's been mine. Imagine how the world could be. Together.
I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life.
Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, they have to be the only one for me is you. So happy together.
I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, Jesus, the skies will be blue for all my life.
You and me, and you and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy toss the dice, you have to be the only one for me is you, you for me, so happy together, so happy together, so happy together, so happy together, we're happy together, so happy together.
Could have changed the bridge words. The bop 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 bops.
What do you mean? I was. Couldn't you tell I had them out of order?
Bop 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 bop.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're saying backwards instead of ba ba ba. See, abba abba. Oh, abba. Abba. We could have done half of them backwards. Abba abba abba. That works actually.
It's a
that
band.
Works. Well, and it's also a, anyway. Abba abba. Okay, so are you going to want to do your song, or did you have something else in mind? What do you have in mind? Dave Edwards is watching. I mean, hey, come on. When Dave Edwards is watching, you got to do something with guitar that catches his attention. So what do you want to do? Well, you got a song in mind? I could say you got any requests, which I kind of could. Actually, I'd like to do I'm a Believer would be a lot of fun to do if I could remember. Was it just last week we had it? Oh, then I might be able to find it. You sure it was just last week? I thought it was 2 weeks ago. Oh, you're probably going to tell me faster than I am because I am being slow on the draw here. Was it April 26th or was it April 19th? Well, here, I'll just grab 26 and see what comes up. 26.
Oh, we don't have Karen, though.
What are you looking?
That's right. We don't have that cool. Da, 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 da. Well, it's all right. We can do it.
What are you singing?
I'm a Believer. It was last week's. If you have last week's.
Yeah, I got it.
Hold on. See if I can. What were her chords?
Hold on. There you go.
I thought God was nothing but a fairy tale. Good for someone else, but not for me. Oh, sin was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Since I found His grace, I'm a believer. Not a trace doubt in my mind. I've been saved.
Ooh,
I'm a believer. Jesus is walking by my side.
I'm trying to give a little interlude there so he can get
that
music.
Tell him to look over your shoulder.
And a chorus. I thought love was mine just for the taking. It sort of worked. There we go. You're back.
You're right.
The more I took, the less I got. Jesus broke the chains. Now the more I give, the more I gain. Since I found His grace, now I'm a believer. Not a trace doubt in my mind. I've been changed. I'm a believer. Jesus is walking by my side. Jesus broke the chain. Now the more I give, the more I gain. Since I found His grace, now I'm a believer. Not a trace doubt in my mind. You can change. I'm a believer.
Oops.
Jesus will walk.
I joined you in the squeak club. I joined you in the squeak club.
Did you?
I joined
Man.
You.
Man.
I was like, not a train.
She doesn't really just squeak.
In the squeak.
Hey, while you've got that one up, why don't you go to Marshall Tucker? You want to do Marshall Tucker? Let's do Marshall Tucker. I mean, hey, come on. Dave Edwards is in the house and Noah's watching. Come on. How can we just stop now? They're still hanging out with us.
Oh, that's a good slogan. Okay.
I think I'm going to head for the hacienda.
Hacienda? What language is that? Huh? What'd you say? You're headed to
the hacienda.
Hacienda. Is what?
Spanish.
That's Spanish?
Yeah. Really?
House. Is that like a very... Wait a minute. I thought Spanish for house was something like casa. Or something.
Hacienda is...
Oh, cool. I know.
Hacienda is kind of house. I don't know.
What kind of a house is it? Now I'm going to have to look that one up. Maybe somebody can do it on there for us. Okay, somebody Google for us. What'd you say? Hacienda. Hacienda. She says it's Spanish for house, but I think it must be a certain type of house.
We can keep going
house.
For a little bit. He's going to try and find the flute part.
It's all... Yep, she shut it all down. So Bruce and Brandon did an arrangement on this one, which kind of has some cool Jesus lyrics for Marshall Tucker Band. Can't you see?
Imagine he's a flute.
Yeah, please imagine.
Thank you for not going for the octave jump.
Wait.
Oh, that's weird. Gonna take a Jesus train down at the station, Lord. I know right where it goes. Gonna climb a mountain, yeah, highest mountain. Send up a prayer to the Lord.
Can't you see? Oh, can't you see?
Can't you see?
Oh,
heard you keep going up, 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 up there at the end.
That's right. That's right. We did it all. I think we're in good shape. Think we're in good shape?
We're in good shape.
Bless God. Glad everybody can hang out here with us tonight. Enjoyed having you. And remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Oh, wait. I see a comment from Terry Armstrong. She looked it up. It means a state. Yes. So we're very simplistic, saying casa. Well, she was obviously
maybe
Rita.
I'm just hungry, but I hoped it meant a steak.
Amen. Well, remember, your healing belongs to you because what Jesus has done, make it an amazing next couple days here. We'll hopefully see you on Sunday. For those who are going to be here with us Sunday, we're going to do online communion. So have your bread, your juice, or whatever you want to partake in with communion. We'll be sharing that virtual online. That's right, virtual online once again. So, again, make it a great week. We love you.